before. She didn't want to leave Elle, but she knew that it was the mature thing to do.
I guess we go back to our status as acquaintances now.
To our mates, Elle said flatly. A long pause hit, anything to delay Gia saying goodbye. They felt like them in these desperate hours, and she didn't want to let go. She studied Elle's features, her blue eyes, that mouth that communicated so much with a smile or grimace, the way it felt against Gia's. She blinked against the ache.
I guess it's been good for you, though. You're back at number one.
Elle smiled, but her eyes carried regret. You're climbing your way up the board yourself.
Yeah.
They nodded and stared and steadied themselves against the blanket of sadness that fell over them. She met Elle's eyes and touched her face gently.
Take care, Elle. I'll see you in Honolulu. Final stop of the season.
Elle leaned into the touch and closed her eyes briefly, as if to hold it in for just a little while longer. I'll see you there.
Tell Holly I'll be thinking about her.
Of course. Gia could feel Elle's gaze on her as she headed down the hallway, which made sense because their connection hadn't dimmed. While more than anything she was grateful for Elle's safety, her well-being, underneath it all, she carried regret about the way things stood between them. The familiar lump in her throat presented itself as she made her way to the front of the hospital. It didn't seem fair that, at long last, she'd found someone who'd grabbed hold of her heart so fiercely, and it was the one person she couldn't have.
Suck it up, she told herself, doing her best to remember the bigger picture. Champions didn't wallow in their feelings.
Chapter 19.
No one said this ice cream gathering was a theme party, Gia said, surveying Hadley, who was dressed, as best as she could characterize it, as a cow who walked upright.
It's not technically a theme gathering, Hadley said. I have a beach blanket bingo party on tap for next week, but I couldn't resist adding to the festivities a little today.
Gia nodded stoically. Right, as a cow.
Cows make milk, G, and milk is used to make...
ice cream, Gia finished.
Now you're with me!
Hadley fluttered away, tail swaying, to make sure no one needed any extra hot fudge. Their friends were gathered outdoors around the couches in the center of the complex, making sundaes from the vast buffet Hadley had assembled on the coffee table. She was happy to see that Taylor and Kate had joined them, as had Barney and their surliest neighbor, the heavy-eyelinered Stephanie, who only emerged from her apartment for free food and disparaging remarks in a monotone delivery. Oh, and of course, Larry Herman was there, never one to miss an event thrown by his beloved Hadley. Apparently, Gia was the last to arrive. She made herself a mint chocolate chip bowl smothered in Oreo crumbles, perfect for the warmer weather that had blown in with the summer, and joined Isabel on the couch.
"Whoa, you've made the most colossal sundae I've ever seen," Gia said, taking in Isabel's towering bowl of ice cream, covered entirely with large pieces of candy of all varieties. Isabel pointed with her spoon. "I don't mess around when it comes to food. It's too important. How things go at the hospital?"
"With Elle? As good as could be expected."
"It was cool of you to stay with her."
"Thanks, Iz. Wasn't as easy a decision to leave her there, though."
A pause. Isabel opened her mouth and then closed it.
"Were you about to say something?" Gia asked, squinting.
"I don't know if you want me to."
"Well, now it's out there. You have to."
"What's out there?" Hadley asked, trotting over in her ridiculous get-up. "Autumn, what are they talking about without me?"
Autumn, who sat on the couch across from Gia with Kate, didn't miss a beat.
"Pretty sure Isabel is about to get real, real honest with Gia over there. Gia looks curious. Taylor looks concerned. She's probably thinking Iz should throttle back."
As if on cue, Taylor leaned into Isabel's ear.
"You sure you want to do this?"
"No," Isabel answered loudly. "But if I'm the one who got her into this mess, I should at least be ballsy enough to try and get her out of it."
You go, little pale girl, Stephanie said, with zero inflection as she slowly walked past. Gia exhaled. I'm ready, Iz. Go.
I get that jobs are important. Hell, I almost ruined my entire relationship over one. But at the end of the day, you don't grow old with your job. You don't kiss it good morning. It doesn't hold your hand when your friend is sick in the hospital. So I guess what I'm saying is, fuck surfing.
Language? Larry Herman mumbled between bites of caramel fudge ripple.
I can't temper it, Herman, Isabel bit out, because this is my friend's future we're talking about.
Fuck surfing, huh? Gia said. How is it that easy? It's my entire life.
Didn't look like it yesterday, Hadley offered quietly, and went meekly back to her ice cream.
That one hit a nerve.
Because no, all that had mattered to her in the world 24 hours ago was Al, and that she was okay. When she left her at the hospital, all she wanted to do was run back to be by her side. But no, it wasn't that easy. She had a whole life to consider, and all the time, energy, blood, sweat, and tears. And that wasn't even taking into account what Elle had on the line, too.
It's a nice thought, and trust me, I'd love to buy into the happy fairy tale, too, because that would make everything so much easier. But listen, there are real-world logistics at play. I just can't throw away everything I've dreamed of because my emotions got in the way.
Hadley intervened, playing mediator as she so often did. It's okay, G. We all just want to see you happy. That's the only reason we check in on you.
She nodded, letting her blood pressure simmer. I know. And nobody faults you for following your dream, Autumn said.
Isabel opened her mouth and, with one look from Taylor, seemed to think better of it.
Agreed, she said finally.
Great! We should probably have more ice cream, Hadley said, clapping once and scrambling to get them back on track. Larry, what can I get you for round two?
I'll stick with vanilla, he said, straightening, as if having been called on in class.
How about some caramel lattice drizzled on that? Autumn asked with a knowing wink. That seemed to perk him up.
As the group chatter took over and the afternoon blossomed into laughs and their typical fun-loving antics, Gia found herself unable to fully engage. When everyone agreed to head to the beach to watch the sunset, she opted out altogether.
I think I'm going to hang back, she said, trying to appear casual.
You sure? Hadley asked. She studied Gia with sympathy, which just made the whole thing feel worse.
Yep, I need some downtime.
Okay, Had said reluctantly, and caught up with the others.
Gia didn't sleep well that night, or the night after.
Too many emotions that she didn't know what to do with swirled and circled endlessly. She attempted to take it out on her board and spent the third morning surfing. Not just any surfing, either. Angry surfing that released a great deal of that pent-up energy she hadn't been able to shake for days. By the end of the marathon session, she was raw, exhausted, and spent. With literally nothing left to give, she stared up at the clouds that moved quietly across the sky, signaling an impending storm. Something important was brewing in her, too. She dragged her board back to her Jeep and fastened it to the rack. The drops fell about that time, but she welcomed them. Feeling more than a little sliced in half, she trudged back out to the sand and took a seat as the drizzle evolved into a downpour. She watched as stragglers raced to their cars, but Gia didn't move. For the first time, she allowed herself to be open to what the universe had in store for her. As the rain fell in a blinding onslaught, and the wind whipped past, and the waves crashed for the first time, she admitted to herself what was most important.
Scary? Hell yeah, but it was the most honest moment of her entire life.
Fuck surfing, she mumbled,
and a smile crept onto her face. Then and there, she understood. She wasn't the same person as she was 6 months ago, so why would she expect her priorities to be the same?
Honestly, how could they be? She loved surfing with all her heart, yes. But taking control of her life and living it with Elle didn't mean she had to give it up entirely. She stood up and stared into the tumultuous ocean, recognizing the parallel in herself as of late. She laughed. No more. In the scheme of things, did it really matter if she dropped a tournament here or there, if she was in love and happy? So she'd be number 6 or 7 instead of number 1 or 2. She was ranked 7 just a year and a half ago, and had been plenty thrilled about it at the time. She ran a hand through her drenched hair. She could have Elle and still surf. It would just take some readjusting in her head. Gia squinted happily through the pouring rain and kicked a puddle with renewed energy. And what was more? Maybe over time, she and Elle would figure out how to be together and still surf their best. Crazier things had happened in life, and wasn't it worth the risk? Wasn't Elle? Hell yeah, Gia said to the empty beach, reaffirmed and ready. She had her path. Elle watched the storm on the beach not far from her back door. The sky had gone dark and swallowed up most of the morning's light altogether. The beach was desolate, and she'd given up her morning workout entirely as a result of the unexpected storm.
"She's doing much better,"
Elle told her mother as she watched the rain.
"Fantastic to hear. And her strength?"
"We took a short walk last night. I think it's slowly returning. I don't want to rush it, though."
"I'm glad you're there with her. She's lucky."
"Thanks," Elle said, taking a sip of the vanilla coffee she'd brewed. She closed her eyes and the liquid warmed her throat. A loud clap of thunder struck, shaking the house.
"And how are you?" her mother asked.
"I'm okay."
A pause on the other end of the line.
"That doesn't sound convincing at all."
"Well, I have a feeling you don't want to hear the reality of my situation. I thought I'd spare you." Her mother's voice was softer, warmer when she replied.
"I don't want anything softened when it comes to you. What's got you down? Is it the breakup with Gia?"
The walls came tumbling down. "She came to the hospital. She was so wonderful, Mom, and life without her is just not the same. It feels pointless."
"I've been thinking," her mother said, "and just let me get this out before you say anything."
"Okay."
Elle traced the drops of water on the window as she listened.
"I'm not proud of the way we handled your relationship with Gia."
Elle perked up, intrigued now. Was this really happening? She stood and crossed to the center of her living room, pleasantly surprised by what she was hearing. But to honor her mother's wishes, she didn't interrupt.
"You have a plan on how you'll react to any given situation that involves your children, until you're in the middle of it and lose your way. I feel like that's what happened when I found out you were dating a woman. I let my alarm take over, and Elle, that's not how I feel at all. I'm not alarmed."
"You're not?"
"No," her mother sighed into the phone. "I just needed a moment to find my bearings. All I've ever wanted is for you to be happy. If you find that happiness with a woman, then I'll be nothing but thrilled for you."
Elle gripped on the phone tightly, closed her eyes, and allowed the tears that threatened to fall fully. She swallowed back the emotion.
"Does Dad feel the same?"
Elle asked, her heart in her stomach.
"He does. We've talked in depth on the issue, and we're both ashamed of how we behaved in Portugal. I'm sure you'll be hearing from him at some point once he's ready."
Elle opened her eyes and studied the ceiling as the wash of warmth came over her.
"You don't know how much of a relief it is to hear all of this. I really needed it."
"Just know that I don't claim to have all the answers. And I might say something stupid or awful again, especially if you give me a martini. I hope you can be patient with me."
"I can," Elle said. "It's new for all of us. I get that."
"Oh, and now I'm all misty," her mother said, laughing. "Which is my cue to let you go. You don't need an old woman blubbering on the phone to you."
Elle laughed.
"Mom, stop. It's true. Please send our love to Holly.
We dropped a care package in the mail for her yesterday. It has some spaghetti fixings. Maybe you can help her out with that?
Of course. And thanks, Mom, for all of it.
Just part of the job. When they clicked off the call, Elle wasn't sure what to do with herself. The storm, the one that, just a few moments ago, seemed threatening and dark, was now beautiful and mysterious. She snuggled further into the maroon hoodie she'd grown to love, and watched the rain in wonder. She didn't know what came next, but Elle knew one thing for certain. The world never ceased to amaze her. She tapped her lips in anticipation.
Chapter 20. It was 74 degrees in the west corner of Maui, typical for July. Gia liked the even temperatures of these summer tournaments. There was something motivating about them that made her fight that much harder to win. If the conditions were ideal, her surfing should be too. And while winning was nice, it was not her top priority for the trip. She had her sights set on another goal, taking control of her life instead of letting her life control her. She just needed to talk to Elle, convince her of the same. Gia knew in her heart they belonged together, and if she had to sacrifice to make that a reality, she was ready to do that. She only hoped Elle would be willing to do the same. The tournament had gotten off to a positive start. Gia had easily advanced through rounds 1 and 2. Elle had crushed them. She was unstoppable lately, which made Gia keep her distance. She wanted more than anything to talk with Elle right away, to confess all, but she knew the ramifications it could have on Elle's tournament performance. She'd simply have to wait, even if it killed her. Instead of talking to Elle, she watched her, attended every heat, and cheered her on each step of the way. She'd glanced up at the competitors' reserved section during her own heats, but Elle hadn't made an appearance. Given what they'd decided, no distractions, it made sense. It didn't stop her from hoping. Midweek, they ran into each other in the lobby of a cafe attached to the resort. Gia had agreed to have dinner with one of the surfers on the tour, Sasha Christensen, to catch up and hang out. Elle was there with her media manager.
"Hey, you," Elle said as they waited to be seated.
Gia smiled. "Hi, congrats on such a great showing."
"Yeah, well, you're not doing so bad yourself."
The words trailed off, the conversation finished, but their eye contact held. So many unspoken words passed between them in that moment. Gia felt just as connected to Elle as ever. She longed to reach for her, to trash their respective dinner plans and eat together, talk for hours, and maybe sneak away to her room later, just the two of them. What she wouldn't give to do just that. Elle's table was ready.
"You two enjoy your meal," she said to Gia and Sasha.
She looked back once over her shoulder at Gia as she walked, and every part of Gia went warm. She blinked. She longed for Elle, but she could be patient. She could do this. The next day, Gia and Elle both cruised into the semis with a glorious showing, but faced off against different opponents. Elle brought in a solid 14.5 to advance to the finals. If she won there, she'd end the year as world champion, which had Gia tingling with excitement for her at just the idea. In many ways, she wanted Elle to take the tournament for that very reason, her own results be damned. This was huge! A day later, Gia went down in the semis against Lindy Ives, who would now challenge Elle for the top spot in a finals heat not to be missed. Gia took the loss in stride, keeping her eye on the bigger picture. She'd had a great time surfing that week, and had so much more to look forward to. What would have once crushed her was just another day at the office. The new outlook was a wonderful weight off her shoulders, and she wondered now why it had taken her so long to get here. She could definitely get used to this and realized, suddenly, she'd found the joy of the sport all over again. This year's world title would literally come down to who took the final heat, Elle Britton or Lindy Ives. The media was having a field day with the matchup, recounting the careers of each and what brought them to this final showdown. The entire resort was tied up with ribbons of anticipation. Gia's heart was in her throat just thinking about it. She was nervous as hell. This was everything for Elle, and for Gia by default. The next time she saw Elle was in the lobby that night. Her gaze was pulled to Elle like a magnet, and the beauty she saw stole her breath. Elle wore a black cocktail dress and was clearly headed out for a nice evening. Her hair was pulled partially back, with blonde layered on blonde cascading down her back. With her clutch bag in hand, she paused when she saw Gia, who felt drab compared to Elle, in just jeans and a zip-up hoodie.
"You're off somewhere important," Gia said as they neared each other.
They exchanged a smile, and Gia shook her head in wonder. Elle radiated in that dress. It came in at the waist and dipped just low enough in front, not to mention the glamorous addition of the high heels and diamond earrings. The way she looked, Gia was confident Elle's photo would headline every sports gossip site by morning. Rightfully so. Elle sighed.
Rip Curl is hosting a party for its team of surfers and a string of VIPs.
Those tend to be fun.
Yeah, Elle said, unconvincingly. I hope so.
Congratulations on the finals. I'm thrilled for you, Elle. It's yours tomorrow. There's no doubt in my mind.
Thank you. A pause. Elle met her gaze. Will you be staying for the heat?
Gia smiled. I wouldn't miss it for anything.
They stared at each other until Gia finally remembered herself. This wasn't the time for that.
You have a good night, Elle.
Yeah, you too.
Gia headed to the elevator, all set for her own very wild night of flipping through the local stations and ordering in. Maybe a pizza. She was done for the season. She could indulge with a few extra carbs. As the elevator doors closed, she pressed the button for her floor and waited, watching the numbers above the door. Only they didn't move, nor did the elevator. Instead, the door slid open, and Elle stepped inside.
"This is stupid," she said.
"The party?" Gia asked, confused. What was happening?
The doors closed behind Elle, and the elevator kicked into action, taking them to the 18th floor, just as Gia had requested. Gia squinted at her, perplexed.
"Not the party," Elle said, clearly worked up. She gestured between them. "This! Us! What we're doing! It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever been a part of, and I refuse to be ridiculous anymore!"
"What does that mean?"
But underneath, she knew. God, she knew. "I love you," Elle said quietly.
Gia blinked, not quite believing what was happening. That Elle had just said the words before she'd even had a chance to lay out her case for them. The doors to the elevator slid open, revealing Gia's hallway, but neither of them moved. The gravity of the moment outweighed all else. The doors closed again, and the elevator continued climbing to who knew where. Elle shifted nervously.
"Do you have anything to say to that? Tell me I'm crazy, or that ship has already sailed? I can take it. I just need to hear where your head is so I can breathe again."
"I love you so much," Gia said, her heart racing, her emotions bubbling to the surface. "That's what I have to say to that. I couldn't stop loving you if I tried, and I did try."
Elle closed her eyes as if to savor the words.
"That's all I needed to hear."
The elevator opened, and a group of teenagers stepped forward. Elle held up a hand.
"I'm so very sorry, but this elevator's going in for service. We'll send another."
She pressed the button and closed the doors again.
"Maybe we should table this discussion. You've got to keep your head clear," Gia said. "What about the finals?"
"They don't mean as much to me as you do."
Elle closed the distance between them, pressed her entire body up against Gia's, and wrapped her arms around her neck. Everything in Gia's being cried out, her body no longer hers in the midst of their contact. She sucked in a breath as Elle continued.
"Win or lose,
The most important thing is that you're waiting there when it's all over. I'm sorry I didn't realize that sooner.
That's all I want to.
Gia's arm slid around Elle's waist, holding her in place.
So maybe instead of calling me two, you'll call me six.
Six has a nice ring. Maybe I'll be four.
Gia closed one eye. I don't know about that. Four is ranked higher than six, so...
Elle stared a long moment into Gia's eyes, then kissed her thoroughly, expertly, her hands sliding into Gia's hair and angling her mouth for better access. Their tongues danced, and Gia's body thrummed pleasantly. The door to the elevators opened yet again, this time to the lobby, Gia realized distantly. Moments later, a flashbulb went off. They laughed in the midst of the kiss, but didn't stop. Wouldn't. Even with guests now piling into the elevator.
Can someone hit 18? Gia murmured against Elle's mouth. She couldn't be bothered to. She was too busy kissing the woman she loved.
It had to be close to midnight, Elle thought, as she traced the line of Gia's collarbone, placing soft kisses along the way. She never got tired of touching her, looking at her. They lay facing each other, cheeks on pillows, spent from their long overdue reunion. She closed her eyes and smiled, because what a satisfying reunion it had been, in every delectable way. Her body still sensitive to every wonderful thing Gia had done to it.
"We should get some sleep," Gia said, tickling Elle's bare shoulder with one finger. "You have a big afternoon tomorrow."
"We should get some sleep. That part's true. But I'm afraid if I close my eyes, you'll be gone. All of this will have just been a wonderful dream."
"I'm not going anywhere, I promise."
Gia kissed her.
"Excited for tomorrow?"
"Damn straight," she sighed. "I really want this one. I'll go out there and do my best, and whatever is meant to happen will happen. And then we'll go back to California together. That last part's decided, by the way. I'm switching my flight to yours."
"Or I can switch mine."
"Or that." Elle slipped a hand between Gia's legs. "Maybe just one more time? I'll work fast." Gia gasped at the touch she instinctually moved into.
"Your never-ending appetite still amazes me. Oh, wow."
Her eyes fluttered closed, and she sucked in a breath. "Yes, right there." "Get used to it. I think you're stuck with me."
"Can I quote you on that?"
Gia asked as she grabbed a fistful of the bedsheet. Elle slid down the bed. "I'll send out a whole damn press release." Gia surveyed the finals crowd as she took her seat. All those eager faces waiting for the same thing, to find out who would be this year's world champion. Some wore sunglasses and bikini tops. Others carried giant signs that cheered on their competitor of choice. They all had one thing in common, a deep and abiding love of the sport. In the midst of competition, Gia sometimes forgot that pure-hearted enthusiasm. She felt it in full force today and made a vow to never forget again. After a few standard announcements, the clock started and the heat was underway. Gia rolled her shoulders, more nervous than if she were the one surfing. Elle drew first blood with long walls stretching out ahead of her, the perfect canvas for her turnout. Her back foot drove way off the traction pad, allowing her to pick up speed and power. She leapt off her board, missing the exit, but overall, it had been a decent enough ride. It would pull a solid number from the judges. Gia allowed herself to take a fortifying breath. This was good. This was a step in the right direction. Lindy was up next, and no shrinking Violet out there. She charged hard, but it was a short in-and-out ride. Okay, this was even better. If only her heart would stop thudding its way out of her chest. She placed a hand over it as she looked on.
"Think Britain's gonna pull it out?"
Aaliyah Foes called to Gia from a few seats down.
"She's been looking good out there this week. I'm thinking it's hers to lose."
If she can stay the course, she'll be fine. She's a fighter. Would be a shame to see her lose the title after holding it for so much of the year.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Elle set out on her second effort, starting with a promising opening turn.
Come on, come on, Gia murmured. She had command of the wave, with perfect form and flow.
She attacked the pocket hard, bringing Gia to her feet, then, out of nowhere, went down.
Fuck, Gia said under her breath. What the hell happened there?
Elle emerged with a smile on her face and shake of her head at the lost opportunity. But the clock was ticking. Lindy delivered on her next three outings, turning in three solid rides, hanging on to the corner each time in an impressive showing. She wasn't the most creative surfer, but she was solid. Elle didn't fare as well. A couple of shorter efforts, ending early, followed by a simple series of turns on a smaller swell. The waves were not on her side today, but it wasn't over. Time-wise, she would have one last shot before the heat ended. Gia swallowed back the fear and said a silent prayer. If she could nail this one, she'd have a chance. If not, the title would most assuredly go to Ives.
Come on, Elle! Wait for your wave! She called. You got this!
Elle paddled out, leapt to her board, and went for it. The wave was monstrous, and if she could capitalize, it would score huge. She swung big into the wall and down again, pulling a big cheer from the crowd. Then the nose of her board dug in on one of the ripples, and she fell fast over the top of the board into the surf below. Gia blew out a defeated breath as a hush fell over the crowd. Awful. Had she just put her head down, she could have balanced herself and ridden out of it. Oh, no, 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 this couldn't be happening. With the final seconds of the heat ticking away, there was nothing to do. Lindy Ives came away with a combined two-wave score of 15.2. Elle scored a 14.5, bringing the season to a disappointing close.
I think the world champs run just ended here at the Maui Pro, she heard the announcer say over the loudspeaker. A round of applause for your new champion, Lindy Ives!
The crowd went wild, enjoying every second of the nail-biter they'd just experienced. People would be talking about this upset for a while, watching replays and analyzing every moment online. Gia had only one thing on her mind, Elle. She waited for her alongside the roped-off competitor's walkway. She expected sadness, defeat, and someone who would need to be picked up off the ground. She got none of those things.
There you are, Elle said to Gia as she approached, a small smile on her face.
It was close out there, Elle. You should be proud of yourself.
Elle nodded with a confidence that caught Gia off guard.
I am, for a variety of reasons.
She touched Gia's cheek briefly.
I've got a little bit of press to attend to, but maybe we can grab dinner? I could use a Mai Tai or two.
You sure you'd be up for that?
More than up for it.
She squeezed Gia's hand.
I'm good. Better than good, actually. Just one tournament of many, right?
Gia understood exactly what Elle meant, because in the scheme of life, she was on top of the world herself. Together, they could handle anything. Each setback, each defeat, each injury, anything that came their way, they shared a smile in recognition of the new frontier.
Elle, how about a quick wrap-up interview for the doc? Jordan called from across the ropes.
She held on to Gia's hand.
Can we do it together?
She asked and tilted her head toward Gia.
Even better, Jordan said with a grin.
Once Jordan had them situated in a two-shot with the beach behind them, she fired off her first question.
Elle, I'm sure the loss of the title today was a hard one. Can you talk about how you're feeling?
Elle nodded and gathered her thoughts.
I'm disappointed to not end the season as a world champion. It's not what I expected, and certainly not what I planned on. But I know I gave it everything I had, and I'll come back next season ready to do it all over again.
It's been a long journey, Jordan said. A lot of ups and downs for you, Elle.
Looking back, was it all worth it?
This time, Elle didn't hesitate. 100%. I met the most wonderful woman and fell head over heels in love. Did I mention that? I mean, did you guys know? She laughed, looked over at Gia, and then straight into the lens. She paused. Sincerity took over. It's been the most satisfying year of my life, and I wouldn't change a second.
Standing next to Elle, who, after a devastating loss, was more focused on what they had together, had Gia feeling like the luckiest woman on the planet. She couldn't wipe the grin off her face if you offered her $1 million.
What about you, Gia? You're ending the season as number 4 instead of battling it out for 1. Any final thoughts?
I've never been happier with number 4.
Jordan laughed.
I suppose it's safe to say that you two are an item?
What is it they say? Elle asked. Love conquers all?
Gia nodded. That's exactly what they say. She looked at Jordan.
And it has.
Epilogue.
I love your house, Hadley told Elle as she carried in her empty plate from the beach out back. The back patio still smelled like the wonderful hamburgers they'd grilled 2 hours ago. A tad chilly for August, which signaled that an early fall might be on the way. Elle was grateful for the chance to host Gia's friends. Well, hers now, too. The afternoon had been relaxed and fun, with a little beach volleyball and delicious mudslide cocktails for all.
Don't give her too many compliments, Holly said. She got all her decorating tips from me.
Elle laughed and turned to Hadley. That's only partially true. Doesn't matter, Hadley said. I want to move in.
You can't, Autumn said, entering through the back door. I'd miss you too much. Who would walk across the courtyard and keep me company?
Me, Isabel said from the hallway. Sorry, Elle. I just gave myself a grand tour of your ridiculously cute house. Seriously, you're too cute. I don't know how you survive. I might have to murder you in your sleep.
Please don't, Gia said, slinging an arm around Elle's shoulders.
Fine, but only because you asked.
I think Kate and I are going to take off, Autumn said, patting her ridiculously large stomach.
Elle was really amazed at how such a small woman could carry 2 full babies. Somehow, Autumn was handling it like a champ.
A late afternoon nap is calling.
Elle opened her arms and pulled Autumn into an embrace. Thank you so much for coming, and hang in there.
Less than a month, Autumn said. I got this. We're right behind you, Taylor said, corralling Isabel, who still wandered the expanse of the living room in a curious daze, taking in each piece of art.
And me, Hadley said. The lonely fifth wheel, don't forget me.
Isabel grabbed Hadley, put her in a headlock, and gave her hair a tousle.
I have a feeling you won't be lonely for long. Good things are coming for you, Hadley Pants.
That's a new nickname, Gia said, quirking her head.
Isabel grinned.
I'm keeping it. Gonna get all Had's stuff embroidered with it for Christmas.
Holly pointed at Isabel.
I like you.
I like you back, Isabel challenged. Elle smiled as everyone gathered their belongings and headed for the door. These women were endlessly entertaining, and she enjoyed getting to know them more and more. Gia, who was wonderful enough on her own, came with a lot of perks.
You were so great to have them all here, Gia said once they were alone. But halfway through, all I wanted them to do was leave already.
Leave, really? Why? Elle asked, clearing a tray. Everything okay?
More than okay. Gia came behind Elle at the sink, wrapped her arms around her from behind, and kissed her neck slowly. I was just dreaming about doing this, and more. You are so cute in your hostess mode.
She slid her hands up the front of Elle's shirt to her bare stomach.
Yeah?
Elle asked. She turned in Gia's arms and stared into those chocolate brown eyes. Is there anything I can get for you, ma'am?
Now you're just trying to torture me with your hostess voice.
No, ma'am. I'm just happy to help with anything you need.
Well, in that case...
Elle's phone rang, interrupting them. She held up one reluctant finger, because this conversation was on its way to somewhere really good.
Her temperature had already risen multiple degrees, and her body tingled wonderfully. Cleanup from the barbecue could definitely wait until other matters were attended to. She found her phone by the couch, clicked over to the call, and took a seat.
"Hey, Isabel, you guys forget something?"
Gia was hot on her heels, not ready to pause what they had going.
"Not at all," Isabel said. "I guess I'm feeling a little glowy for you two, and I also realized that I forgot to thank you for having us over. Today was fun. You're a cool chick."
Gia knelt in front of her. Elle passed her a questioning look.
"You're so sweet to call," Elle said. "You didn't have to do that. We had fun with you guys, too."
"Oh, and Taylor wanted me to thank you on her behalf as well." Gia ran her hands up the back of Elle's calves and pulled her forward to the edge of the couch. Elle sucked in a breath, holding Gia's heated gaze.
"Please tell Taylor she's very welcome. The cake she made was amazing."
Her eyes fluttered as her pants were unbuttoned, her zipper lowered. In a quick motion, Gia slid her jeans right off her body. Elle's eyes went wide.
"Don't tell her I told you this, but the cake was from a box. She excels at finding the best boxes, though, and now she's poking me in the arm for telling her secrets. I'm fucked."
Elle shivered at the use of the word coupled with Gia's hand sliding slowly between her legs. When that hand applied pressure to the square of fabric, she bit her lip hard.
"Boxes can be just as good," Elle said evenly. "Who doesn't, love a box dessert?"
"Right? She's the whiz of innovation," Isabel said, just as the fabric square was moved to the side.
With just a touch of her tongue, Elle dropped her head back. Gia groaned quietly.
"Thanks so much for calling, Is. I'm sure I'll be seeing you soon."
"No doubt. Take care, Elle. Oh, I forgot to tell you. We'd love you both to drop by set sometime. I know you're a fan of the show, and it might be fun to see the shooting of a scene or two."
Elle dug her fingers into the couch as Gia worked her magic and the pressure built steadily.
"We would miss it."
Moments from orgasm, Gia took the phone.
"Hey, Iz, I gotta steal Elle for a second. Household matter. We'll talk later."
She clicked off the call and tossed the phone behind her onto the carpet.
"Where was I?"
she asked, moving in for more. 10 seconds later, Elle knew exactly where she was, enjoying the blissful payout from just one of the many sexy moments that came with life alongside Gia, whose name she repeated as she savored the wash of pleasure. Elle never knew such happiness was possible for her. Looking back on her life just 1 year ago was startling, almost unrecognizable. Her mundane existence had shifted dramatically to a full and rich life alongside one of the kindest and most beautiful people she'd ever known. She looked forward to waking up each day, seeing what the world had in store. For the first time, she felt alive.
"What about a little surfing at dusk?" Gia asked. "Would you be up for that?"
"Yes, Four," Elle said with a sated smile. "I would love to surf with you tonight. And after that, I have a few plans of my own for you."
Gia blinked back at her. They shared a lingering kiss as, through the window behind them, the sun descended slowly to the water.
"This has been a really good day," Gia murmured.
Elle smiled against her mouth.
"I have a feeling we can top it."
This has been Sparks Like Ours, written by Melissa Braden, narrated by Melissa Sternenberg. Copyright 2018 by Melissa Braden. Production copyright 2018 by Bold Strokes Books, Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.